If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, Anshar Chavid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Anshar Chavid, let me start this episode with this question. A person travels as a preliminary to his job. Should he perform his prayer complete? Or does this rule apply only to someone whose job is traveling? What do the
marriages such as Imam Khomeini mean by the phrase whose job is traveling? Is there anyone whose job is to travel? This is because the jobs of a shepherd, a driver, a sailor, etc., etc., are to look after the sheep or to drive or to sail, respectively, right?
Yes.
Basically, there's no one whose job is traveling as such.
Yes, I think he's right when it comes to traveling being one's job, because no one travels for the sake of traveling, okay? Mm-hmm. If you are traveling, you are actually going somewhere to do a job. So according to Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, whoever travels as a preliminary to his job, preliminary means that, okay, he cannot do a job unless he travels. He goes out and covers a distance and then performs, does his job. So whoever travels as a preliminary to his job and at least once every 10 days goes back and forth between his home and place of work, such a person actually should perform his prayer complete, and his fasting is also valid. And the phrase, because you said that, okay, some Maraji has said that one whose job is traveling. So what does it mean, one whose job is traveling? Of course, His Eminence says that this very phrase mentioned by some of the religious authorities means someone whose job itself involves traveling. Like, for example, the jobs mentioned in the question, sellers or, you know, drivers and so on.
I see. Okay. There are people who take residence in a certain city or town for a period exceeding 1 year, or the soldiers who have to reside in a city for 1 or 2 years in order to complete their military service, or even students who apply for a university, and for most of the time, actually, they go there to the university, or they stay in a dorm for a couple of years to finish and complete their studies, right?
Yes.
So they have to be there for a couple of years.
Sure.
Is it obligatory for these individuals to intend to stay there at least for 10 days after each trip or travel, so that they can perform their prayers in full and fast? What rule applies to their prayers and fasting if they intend to stay for less than 10 days?
Well, this is a question which is very much frequently asked by people here and there. In the given case, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that such people should say full prayer and fast also in that very city, in the city which is supposed to be the city where they work, where they study, where they are doing their military services.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yes. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad, hosting this program, and shares with our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javid, what rule applies to prayer and fasting of fighter pilots who on most days fly from their air bases and travel a distance much more than the Sharia distance and return again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rule which is applicable to, mm-hmm. to, for example, to such pilots, it makes no difference whether they are fighter pilots or they are pilots, okay? So it is just the rule that applies to a car driver, a sailor, or any other pilots. So during their traveling, they should pray in full, and their fasting is actually valid.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, some tribes live in a winter resort for 3 or 4 months and in summer resort for the rest of the year, or vice versa. Are these two places considered their hometowns? When they are residing in one of them, they may have a trip to the other. How should they pray, or what happens to their fasting?
That's a good question. Well, if they intend to continue going back and forth permanently between the summer and the winter resorts, okay, and of course spend some days of the year in one and other days in the other, and of course and choose actually both places as their permanent settlements, mm-hmm. or for many consecutive years, then both places are regarded as their hometowns. And indeed, if the distance between one, between the two cities equals or exceeds the legal distance while traveling from one hometown to another, the rule is that of the traveler, mm-hmm. you know. In both cities, as long as they are in those cities, they should offer full prayers, and they should observe fast. But when it comes to the distance between yes. the two cities, it could be, for example, let's say 1,000 kilometers. It could be 100 kilometers
yes.
or maybe 20 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
If the distance is less than 22 or kilometers or 22.5 kilometers, then they should they cannot break their fast or shorten their prayers the distance. But when it exceeds this
distance limit.
Distance. Okay, let's say it is more than 45 kilometers outward in return, okay? Then in that case, they should shorten their prayers while traveling from one city to other to the other, from one town, hometown, to another hometown.
Mm-hmm. Shartovi, somebody asked, I am an employee at a government office in a city, and the distance between my workplace and residence is about 35 kilometers. Every day I travel a distance to reach my to my workplace. How am I to perform my prayers when I have a special assignment and intend to stay in the city, place of my work, for several nights? Is it obligatory to perform my prayer in full?
Well, if the journey is not for the sake of your job for which you travel daily, okay, the rule of traveling for work will not apply to it. So in that case, definitely he has to shorten his prayers. But if the journey is for the sake of the job itself, and during it he does other things in the place of his work, for example, such as visiting relatives and, you know, friends and hanging out with them, and sometimes he might stay there for one night or more than nights, for example,
mm-hmm.
the rule of traveling for work will not change because of this, let's say, doing such activities which are not very much related to his job, okay?
Mm.
So because he visits his friends sometimes, and sometimes he goes out with his friends,
yes.
so still he should offer full prayers and break his fast.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shavit. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to covers some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.